Scotty's Symphony.
Hey, it's me, Oliver Morris. I'm the creator of The Lightning Butler. So, I know what you're thinking. What are you doing here? Well, I'm here to tell you about Apollo Plus. It's a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as myself. You can listen ad-free, you can get early access, you can get exclusives, behind-the-scenes, supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. So, support me and other creators on Apollo Plus by going and subscribing now. And you'll hear less of me. Isn't that a bonus?
Rising from the ashes of the first, a new challenger appears. Draped in rain and the moving cars, twins of strange proportions step out the shadows and into the light. One, a grim story from the soul of Seattle, the other, walking at midnight. And as they appear, more appear behind them, waiting for their turn to be written, to be examined, to be lit themselves. This is The Lightning Bottle. Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna see how much of this we get through. I'm an old man, so let's bring this font size up a bit. The soul of Seattle rolled up into the hotel in a hybrid car, flipped her long ombre-coloured hair to one side and lobbed the 80-pound suitcase into the back like she was tossing salmon in Pike Place Market. Rain dripped down, the slowly fogging glass obscuring the view of the bay as she drove her fare down the freeway. It had been trouble getting out of downtown. Even though the open sky and slick umbrellas are irregular for Seattleites orbiting the valley, she seemed to be the only one who knew how to fucking drive. Big splashy puddles lined the street of smaller municipalities, and slush kicked up behind the slack wheels of the many fine automobiles that scurried out of the city as fast as possible. Rain, she thought. That's good. She glanced into the rearview mirror to get a better look at her fare. Hunched over, their eyes were closed and had started breathing deeply. The mixture of diesel, fossil and dynamos weaved together into a soporific tapestry. A silky, fine, low, warm hum that travelled up the spine and slowly shook the body loose, dragging the cab's passengers closer and closer towards a quiet and content sleep. The soft patter of the rain was the only reminder of the world outside this safe haven, and the breathing got deeper and deeper, and soon the fare was lost to the world. Sleep, she thought. That's real good. She turned off the main road near the Katsu Burger restaurant and into the mountains, into the forest, taking the winding roads up steep slopes, following the path of streams, waving lazily along the route. She could feel the blood pump to her face. She could feel the pipes breathe. She could feel the flow of the delta, the root of the rain, the perfect constant life of movement.
Old and ancient grounds, older than the city, older than the forest, the salmon's ancestral home, stagnant, overlooking the bay.
She waited, and she waited. And then she saw the cold light. Cold, she thought. With practiced strength, she drags her fare to the stream's edge and looks through the stagnant pool. The rain hammers down upon it, thousands of rippling circles collide and clash against each other, haptic and hectic like a thousand dice tumbling out of a leather pouch. Cold, she thought. She went over to her fare and dug the phone out of their pocket. She gave herself a 5-star rating and a modest tip. She went through the fair's carry-on and found a copy of a book called Three Parts Dead, and a store-old joint they must have saved for just outside the airport's terminal building. The fair's blood had finally reached the river, slowly mingling with the fresh water and fish eggs. The soul of Seattle took the book and the joint and dumped the rest of the luggage into the hollow mountain. She would have to wait until sunrise, let the blood finish flowing. They would be forgiven, forsaken, then forgotten by the mountain. All promise to be forgotten by the mountain. The salmon would come, the salmon would come, and that was what was left of the 11 hours till daybreak. Once the book was finished and the joint long gone, she looked again at the midnight sky, her breath catching in the cold summer air. Cold, she thought. That's not good.
Howdy now, it's me, the Lightning Butler. Now, wasn't that a strange story that we just heard of fish and rivers and salmon? It was very confusing at parts. Well, you got a bit more miserable one coming up next, but before that, let me tell you about Apollo. It's a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as myself, the Lightning Baller. You can listen to ad-free, early access, exclusives, behind-the-scenes, supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. In fact, for this very series, I'm going to be putting together a couple of behind-the-scenes featurettes just explaining that whole process. If you're not interested in that, that's fine as well, because we got creators such as Jordan Cobb, Tim Krause, Tanya Ransom, and they're making stuff on Apollo too. 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes to its creators, so go support your creators now, and I'll shut up, and you can listen to more podcasts. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Plus app or by going to apollopods.com.
She moves at half a clip. He breathes in his sleep. Are you happy? Are you joking? Are you lying? Are you smiling? Are you sad? He steps swiftly through the cold night air, joint still ringing in his ears, along with new and strange sounds he's not heard elsewhere. Does he know what he hears is a mirage? Of the sounds that he loved so much are capable of replicating themselves in a vacuum? That he has spent so much time in the dirt of the waveform that the noises appear like fae and sylphs, turning his head and tricking his ear. That the right one will never fully function again. Does he know this? No. How could he? He's looked up psychosis once or twice, but never did he tell another living soul. Not until it was too late. Not until it was unforgivable. Not until he was screaming at strangers and crying on buses and trying his best to be all things to all people. Swearing he's hearing strangers wish him death while they're trying to read The Witcher on the train. walking through marshlands, telling himself everything was all right and he'd get it together and he doesn't need help. He breathes when he sleeps. He'll later walk the dog and think that he sees a thousand allies and enemies all come at once at him, based on the color and shade of their shirt, based on the way they tilt their head. He'll speak of winter in hushed tones and take notes on the world that has left him at odds. But not yet. Now he just walks in the night and the rain, smoking while cars hiss through the ambient haze. And he wishes that his friends would understand, but he knows them too well. That shit was sand through the fingers of death and of life, and it would seem as all he is. It would seem that all he hears, and it seems that all he hears is conflict and never the stream, the upside down love that is hate incarnated. And still he puffs on the joint he's cremated. Still there is ego. Still he walks, walking on home. Very easy to believe the haters. The trick is not to trust them. He's lost. At least when it comes to the inside of your black box. Exactly. Who's it sounds to me?
This is what my throat sounds like.
The Soul of Seattle was written and performed by Oliver Morris.
Walking at Midnight, performed by Oliver Morris.
Yeah, I didn't expect to do a second one of these, but we're doing a second one of these, and we'll be doing a third one of these at least at some point. Found a little corner of the internet to do some poetry, and so let's take advantage of it. Thank you to Amber for the artwork. You can support her, you can support me on Ko-fi. Until next time.
Hello, Nick again, letting you know that you can support this creator and many more fiction shows by joining Apollo Plus today. As an audio fiction creator myself, I know that funding a fiction series is tough. That's why we created Apollo Plus, a subscription that helps support many of your favorite shows while offering a better listening experience. No ads, early access to episodes, exclusive content, behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. 70% of the revenue goes directly to the creators you love, allowing them to make more audio series. So, if you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, all the while helping the creator, join Apollo Plus today through the Apollo Podcast app on iOS and Android, or go to apollopods.com. Hope you enjoyed the show, and see you on Apollo Plus, the best way to support many fiction creators at once. Thank you for supporting the show. And we'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Scardy's Symphony.